Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic, and we're getting ready to dig into this topic tonight. But before we get started, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, we're talking about mainstream versus the underground. My perspective on things, I will tell you, the mainstream is embraced by a universal concept, whereas the underground is based on how we embrace ourselves among each other in our near surroundings. I'll say that appropriately. But before we get started, let's cover the show as we always do right here on the National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to express ourselves collectively as a community, as we come together in one frame of mind to express our thoughts, our opinions on this business of music and explore it from various angles. We ask that you cover every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, and that they can learn from it and take it back into the marketplace and use it to raise their families and do whatever they want, as long as they use you in respect of the gift that they've given. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray, amen. I don't force my religion or my beliefs on anyone. I encourage it. So that's what I do personally, because this is the program that I created, and I always said I'll give it to God if I did, and that's what I do. So with that said and out the way, let's go ahead and open up the platform and open up the mic. 216-403, I didn't get you before the show. I know you're one of my guests tonight. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Well, what, Eric, how you doing, Williams? This Mo Better, man. Mo Better Publishing.
Mo Better.
I deserve a deal. How you
Mo
doing,
Better.
Brother?
I deserve a deal. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, man. You asked me to call in today, man, to be a part of this intellectual and educational process pertaining to, you know, diversity in the hip-hop generation. So, hey, man, you always support me, so I'm going to support you as well.
Absolutely, Mo Better. Mo Better, now my question is for you, man. What's your thoughts on mainstream versus the underground music today? How do you see the difference in where the both styles of music is going?
Well, I actually see them both like merging. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. At one point in time, hip-hop was, like KRS said, it was a culture. It was a culture within a culture. And it was the voice of those who were not being listened to. You know, they were just being heard. It was a noise. It was a sound. And then when things began to pick up and we began to be a force in every genre of not just music but way of life, became not just a culture but a lifestyle, and people began to pick it up, it took it to, as you said before, it was like it went to a political situation now. At first, we were talking about things of education. We were talking about consciousness. We was letting everybody all over the world know that it's the same all over the world, and that there's a collective people that's dealing with the same situations, and we should get together. Listen, I hear you, fam. I hear you, and I hear you, and I hear you. But then when the mainstream picked it up, it began to be political. And in certain realms, we call it, we don't call it politics, we call it politricks. So that's what it becomes, where now there's no longer a voice to be heard. There's no longer messages going forth. There's no longer situations of education, the processes of learning. It's about money, period. And it's about the degradation of us. It's no longer the voice to say, hey, remember Nat King Cole? Remember those people who taught us how to do this? You know, we can go to Sidney Poitier and things of that nature. And now that's what we drive to. Now everything is drugs, sex, things to actually break us down. Now the underground, that's
Roberto, you still there?
I think you dropped off, Poetic.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was my phone.
You know, he's there, still on the mic.
You there, Roberto?
And we're on the air also.
And we're on the air. Let's go ahead. Go forward, and I'm sure he'll call back in. We had a little technical difficulty. For some reason, Mo Better fell off. Rondo, what's your opening statement based on what you heard from Mo Better?
Well, you know what? This is a conversation of definitions of what's underground and what's mainstream. You know, I think there are two different interpretations for what we're calling mainstream and we're calling underground. And so what's happening, it's confusing. And I think that's why they threw that title out there and a lot of people are accepting it, because they don't realize that there is no such thing as underground. It's a diversion path to stop young artists from getting success. You know, I heard Mo Better saying that, you know, political and what have you. Well, that's still embraced, you know, within the hip hop and the mainstream. The drugs, well, I hate to say it, but mainstream is allowing certain lyrics about drugs, such as Molly Cyrus doing the one on Molly. You know, so it's not the point of those two factors that the separation of mainstream and underground are. I want to hear more young people claim the definition of what underground is, because I think that's the whole confusing factor on this. You know what you mean when you say mainstream, and I know what you mean when you say it, but I'm not sure that they understand the where that line is and what it really, really means in the music industry. Now, what do you think about that? Do you think they really know? Because when I'm listening to Mo Better, I started hearing a line.
I'm hoping that Mo Better
definition
will call back in. But Mo Better, go ahead.
I'm
and try
still
to
here. Can
well,
you hear me?
He could be having real
okay,
difficulty.
Okay, now we hear you.
And now we hear you.
For a
he
moment,
doesn't
your
realize
mic
it at this point, but hopefully he will. You know, but
no,
the whole,
can
the
you
whole
hear
thing.
Me?
That,
I hear him. You hear him now?
Okay.
Oh, he's back. Okay, I hear him now too.
Yes, he's back.
Yeah,
he's back.
See, that mainstream is just, to me, the mainstream is just major record labels. What people consider to be major record labels, what people consider to be on air, radio, TV, the awards and things of that nature, that's what they consider mainstream to be. And that is mainstream to the degrees of record sales, to the degrees of that's what people are paying attention to. We have been trained and taught to believe in whatever they show in the media. That's mainstream. Because that's the mainstream does not mean that should be the focus. And right now, guess what? I mean, I'm not trying to take this to a racial situation or none of that, but the thing is, man, as a people, we have been degraded, and genocide have been committed upon us for so many times, so many years, in so many different ways. And any way that people can find out a way to make this happen to us, because we are of a powerful people. Anything that we ever touch has become the conglomerate of whatever it is that we touch. And guess what? It went from being a voice of her talking about grandmother, grandfather, Tupac, a gangster, made some of the best songs out. Dear Mama, Brenda Had a Baby. You know, things that made sense. Even though he went there, he had a diversity in what it was that he talked about. Now the predominance to us is what? Drug sales and really killing each other. And sex. Turn up girls into...
And that's what, don't get me wrong, but that's basically where the music has gone to, is drugs,
exactly.
Sex, alcohol, as though we have nothing else to talk about.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And because that's what we are told that mainstream is, in our minds, guess what we want to be as artists? Mainstream. Because mainstream sounds good. I'm making money if I'm mainstream. People know about me if I'm mainstream. But guess what they don't understand? Back in the days, man, matter of fact, we can go to one of the most educational groups that ever existed. And, I mean, one of the biggest selling, I mean, they was going like platinum in their own state before they even left anywhere. We're going to talk about Wu-Tang. Back in the days, guess what we did? We made so much noise, or artists made so much noise back in the days, man, that they forced people to pay attention to them. They advertised. They man, these guys kicking it. Do you hear what they're talking about? What? And guess what? They didn't talk about everything that everybody talked about, but they made so much noise underground that they were forced to go to the awards. Man, y'all need to get to the awards. No label, no record. I mean, no record company, no recording contracts, no distribution contracts, but we want y'all at the awards. Because they made so much noise doing them. Now the thing is to follow. Everybody is following now instead of making their own ways, making their own sound.
And you know, you got to answer.
Can I ask you a question?
Because, like,
I got to throw something out there. And I do understand, and he's right in what he's saying. But now, let's just say they were one of the very first groups that made it under that light.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I always say the first one through the door is the one that makes the money. And everybody else that follows gets trapped by the door slamming, because there's a whole bunch of artists trying to follow in the footsteps to be, let's put it like this, to bring a shock effect by what they're saying and how they're doing it and what they're proclaiming, that it becomes a point of, you know, everybody's headed in the wrong direction. I think the first one that comes out provocative gets the notoriety and makes the money. And then what happens is that you get people that like-minded copycats, you know, wannabes. And then instead of bringing something else to the table, it becomes this mishmash of the same thing. You know, as music director of Hip Hop National, I get submissions, and when I tell artists that, you know, what you want me to play on the radio is ego, you know, talking about how good they spit and this and that and the other. Well, that's been done. That's been proclaimed. That's something that someone did in the past that shocked, and it was new, and it caught the attention. But everybody coming out talking about they're the greatest and this and that and the other, it's repetitive. And, you know, even though they may be talented, you know, you'd start to turn the deaf ear and go, oh, people want to dance romance. They want to hear somebody that's coming off with an idea. You know, and I threw this at Poetic today, you know, and I'm going to say this. And the artist is from Washington State, and it's Macklemore. And his songs are so simple that they just seem corny. But he's on the top of Billboard. And it's so funny because when you listen to it, it's not, you don't know whether how he believes about sex, you know, in his thrift shop song. You don't know exactly, you know, what gang he might have been affiliated with. You don't know if he's packing, you know, and ready to shoot, you know, his 9mm. None of all of that. You know, and he made it to the top of the charts as an independent artist. But, you know, being from my state and what have you, they pushed it down our throats for so long that, you know, when you hear the first note, you're pushing the button to find another station. But he did it, and he was independent. And, you know, you say, well, how did he get through? He's not all that talented, but he was intelligent enough to not follow everyone else. And
I agree with that. But my thing is, I don't mind artists coming out talking about how great they are as far as rappers are concerned, because guess what? That's what that whole game is about.
Yeah, but
well, I'm not
going to
say the whole game, but it's predominantly about I'm the best. I'm the greatest. Can't nobody spit raw to me. I spit lava. So none is wrong with that to me.
Yeah, but
the whole thing
in the same point on a record or a production, you're talking about people spending money. You're not talking about entertaining them on stage. I didn't say your stage show. But
okay,
I'm saying on your song, on the radio. Don't nobody want to hear that.
Okay, again, sir, you don't. And I understand that. And one thing I don't deal with when I deal with music is exactly and just what I want to hear. Because guess what?
No.
Brother,
it's
can
not
I
about
finish, please?
What you want.
May I finish?
No,
May I finish, please?
Wait a minute. See, this is the problem. You're not mainstream.
Let him talk. Let him talk, and then he'll let you talk.
Tell me something.
Like I did, and I will do that.
Let's have a civilized conversation here.
See, I used to spit back in the day. I was an artist, and I had a guy to tell me one day, this is a prime story, this is a real story. This Foo Boo Cat, one of his cats. And so he like, I don't like the way you spit. And I asked him a question. I said, man, let me ask you a question. I said, man, you know Foo Boo, right? He said, yeah. I said, these four guys. I said, is any of them guys gay, man? He got mad. He said, man, pump your brakes, man. Pump your brakes, fam. I said, man, I'm just asking you a question. Is any of them guys gay? He said, man. I said, just answer the question, please. He said, no. I said, but guess what? They make dresses. When you're in the business, it's not about you. You're no longer the consumer. You deal with what consumers want. So you cater to that. So most people who pay attention to rap already know that these guys are saying they're the rawest right now. It's battle raps. All that, that's how it started. KRS-One, the Brig against all these other groups. They were going against each other. Jay-Z, Nas, battle rap. That's where it go. But the thing is, it's just the battle rap. It's in the music. It's not to kill each other. I would rather have them talking about how hard they are and giving me a reason and showing me why they're so hard, because they're diversified in their music, like Pac was. He talked about gangsters, but he talked about his mama, talked about his grandmama, talked about them little girls that was out there having babies, ass babies themselves. So it was always a diversity in things. Now, guess what? Everybody is a billionaire that sell drugs and pop drugs, smoke weed and pop pills. I would rather have them back where this started from, as being the best and having parties and concerts together, as opposed to talking about selling drugs and doing things of that nature and going out and having sex with every young girl. Because guess what? They are role models, and that's what our children are doing if we're not being teachers at home.
I was talking about the production. You know, when you start playing things on the radio, you know, I understand what he's saying. But the ego side of it is not something that the radio stations are not embracing that anymore. I mean, we get, what, 5 a day talking about how good they are. Well, that's not, you know, one after another after another after another. No, that should be done at a rap battle. Like he said, there are events that they can display that. But when we're talking about a production, we're talking about mainstream, getting out there to the public, they're not going to pay for each person to talk about how great they are. The first one that came out with that, he got away. But the rest, it's now each one wants to state how good they are because the other one said that. See, that's what I've been saying. You know, I understand, but we're talking about success. We're not talking about just being part of. We're talking about what's the difference between Michael Jackson and anybody else. He was an individual artist, to come close, I haven't seen it, and I doubt it. He developed Michael Jackson, and okay. But when we start talking about hip-hop and what have you, the duplication of things that are submitted to hip-hop national radio to be played, and we're talking about trying to help these artists to success in the mainstream, hey, I'm just trying to put in what they need to hear to get over. Now, you know, hey, maybe that's another show we should do, Poetic.
That part, I agree.
You know, maybe we need to do one that artists just don't listen. Why don't they listen? You know, why don't they just listen to that one word? Make it something that somebody wants to hear, not about yourself. Unless it's an experience you've been through, but let's not talk about how great you are. Let them talk about how great an artist is.
I don't think that part of hip hop will ever be changed. The only thing, what I don't like is everybody's selling drugs, everybody killing each other, everybody a gangster, and you should go out and have sex with every female that you should, including virgins. That part I don't agree with. Talk about how great you are. You know, that went from everybody. Michael Jackson, that was Michael Jackson, that was James Brown, that was Nat King Cole, that was everybody in every genre of music. They talked about how great they are. The degradation of the music is talking about, the degradation of the music is no longer talking about things of substance. We are no longer a voice that is going out to the masses to say, listen, I feel you in Ghana. I feel you in Japan. I feel you in China. And guess what? We can do something about it. I made it from nowhere like this. You can too. That part has changed.
Well, it's not only that, though. I mean, today, when you were saying sex, drug, alcohol, but now they're talking, you know, to me, the music today is is what propel the behavior of our kids in the schools.
Agreed.
And then they blame it, and don't get me wrong, they're blaming it on hip hop.
The very thing that they initiate.
On us.
The very thing that they initiate, they want you to come out here and talk about one of the hottest songs in the nation, I Feel Like Dying Because My High Is Gone. That's what they promote. They promote that. They promote Pop Up Molly. They promote smoke weed. They promote things like that. So guess what? Those people who come from nothing and who are striving to be what they think is somebody according to, as we said, the mainstream, they're going to do what they consider the mainstream to be looking for. And that's what they promote.
Now, do you think the mainstream, okay, now, there's, and I'm going to clear this up because me and Rod Dog, we were talking about something else on mainstream popularity of mainstream music earlier. And I'm going to get to that, but I see where you're coming from on mainstream too. So I want to cover this while we're on this topic. When you're saying mainstream has influenced all of this major bad behavior in the music, do you think it's generated by the powers that be of the industry?
Yes, absolutely.
And
that's
my
what I said before.
Is,
that's
my,
what I said. This
my
is not a racial situation. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, now if it's at the power that be that's perpetuating this, the question is, do you
you're going out?
It's
you're going in and out.
Hip-hop collapse.
Say that again.
How about? Do you think
fell
it's
out.
Because? How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
now.
I can hear you now. Yeah.
All right. Do you think it's to make hip-hop collapse?
I don't think it's just to make hip-hop collapse, but it's to make the people that follow hip-hop collapse. You see what I'm saying? Because, again, like I said, anything that we touch as a collective, we control. Name a sport that we get in that we don't control. I don't care. Next, even hockey. Name golf. You see what I'm saying? But let me clear something up to say that this is not just a situation of a racial issue. But it's a situation of, like I said before, not politics, but politricks. Because it's not just a white against a black thing. The powers that be are the powers that be. And if you rolling with what they consider the power to be,
okay,
or what they
well,
want done,
dropped off.
Guess what?
Are
you can be there also, no matter what your color or genre is. You see what I'm saying? But because this movement of being a voice, I mean, you came out with a white boy, Eminem. You came out with Cypress Hill. You came up with White Girls. You came up with Beastie Boys. Guess what? They were the underprivileged in their races and genres that began to speak to the world about what they were going through as well. So guess what happened? See, when it was just us as a collective, guess what it was said? Oh, it ain't going to last. Let them go. But when it starts touching the world, they start directing it like they do everything else that becomes effective to the degrees of helping a harmful situation. When they saw that this was helpful to people to where, guess what, blacks and whites and Hispanics, man, we all started hanging together, kicking it, going to concerts and not killing each other.
Cutting
telling our parents what we needed, telling our teachers what we needed. Grades start going up. We've moved into the age of information to where more minority millionaires have been made ever. Guess what now? Go back to selling drugs. We want that record that even in Hollywood, that's what they call it. Well, we need you to be more black. We need you to be more hood, more ghetto. So guess what? We started talking about what we felt who can pay us wanted to hear.
Why do I keep following up?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm checking. But I keep
yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, Blog Talk must be having an issue because I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut anybody off, but it just seems like we're falling in and out.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bad connection, guys. I can tell you like right now, but just to let you know as a disclaimer, all week and last week, Blog Talk has been having some major technical issues.
We had that when I had my show on Blog Talk. But the thing is, man, the powers that be is not a black-white situation. Anybody who agrees to go with what they are aiming for can be accepted. Like I said, it was situations, man, to where, like, hip-hop was touching every culture. And it was a way that people, a collective, of the minority and hardships. Everybody was feeling any type of hardship, anybody who was feeling pain and sorrow, guess what? They can listen to hip-hop and be touched all over the world. And they began to be touched by people from all over the world. So the powers that be said, listen, man, we don't want people to actually become conscious and start doing something about what they feel. Because, again, like I said, the minority, man, it was a time with the age of information. We stepped into a situation to where the minorities have become more millionaires than ever in life, time before. And now, guess what? No, we don't want to hear y'all talking about succeeding. We don't want to hear the Biggie Smalls and the Tupac and the Good Side, Rakim, KRS, Chuck D. We want y'all to keep talking about drugs. That's what's selling. And now, guess what? The prison records are going up. The decimation in the home is going up. You know what I'm saying? Genocide is continuing and is worse than ever before.
Can I say this? Now, you know what?
Yeah.
I just realized, And you know what? I'm glad you're on here, Mo Better, because see exactly the question that I put out. What is the definition of mainstream and underground? Now let me tell you what. When I talk to Poetic and other people, and we talk about mainstream, it's not necessarily the content of what they're saying. It's when they use curse words and when they use derogatory names for females and what have you. Now, other than that, I've had some real great submissions that use the F word or the N word or the B word once. I'm just saying once. It could have been a slip of the tongue. But I have to contact them back and tell them, look, we're playing this over the airwaves and mainstream in the definition that Poetic has given me is without that language. Or,
right.
You know, how they have the street version and the radio edit version.
Right, what they call the clean version.
Right. And so now when we say mainstream, not necessarily are we speaking about what they're talking about. We're talking about the language that will allow us to air it and put it on the different sites that we have, the program
going to. That have a universal concept. That's why I let him go ahead and talk about what he was talking about, because what he said was important.
Yeah,
but
that goes back to that statement. What is the definition between mainstream and underground? What are we meaning when we say those things? It's not necessarily the content. It's those words and what have you. We don't try to change what people are saying. We just can't. I can't play it by the rules that are given to me from the CEO, Poetic, that, you know, he has adopted and has taken from trying to get the artists and what the A&R people are telling him. And we get some really good things.
Okay, see, I was asked this, so I took it from a different perspective. I was asked, what do I think the difference is between, and what do I think the meaning is of underground and mainstream? That's why I started communicating the way
I
was.
Okay, I caught that. And that's what I was trying to say earlier, the definition, I think, is what I wanted to hear from someone else, and then I wanted to be able to say what we mean in mainstream and underground. And that's all I wanted to do. Other than that, you see what I'm saying? So I wasn't trying to step on, but
dude,
I was just trying to say.
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm sorry. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and I deal with the radio here. I brought artists to town. I got a set on Facebook, a group on Facebook called I Deserve a Deal. And what I do is, I judge the music, I judge the videos, I judge the content, the delivery, the verbiage, everything from both the mainstream and the underground perspective.
Right.
And I tell people what I think they should do.
Can we say radio clean? Because, you see, somebody out there is going to get it confused. And, see, that's the trip that, that's my frustrating point. To explain that point to them so they don't get offended, because it's not necessarily what it is they're trying to rap about, but to understand that the versions of the music that can go in different directions. One can go to the mainstream radio, terrestrial. The other can go to underground, which are specific, places
like
and clubs, stations
they could be played from, from 9 to 11 on just that. This is that only time during the week we can do it. But other than that, it'll never be played. You have to go purchase it. That language.
Right.
Yes.
That language. Means.
Yeah.
So I understand the clean version. Like today, you can listen and find out. You can listen to just about any radio station and find out what words that you can use. I don't care if the radio would play it. My thing is that clean version should have no curse words in it. Period.
Right.
That way, guess what? You have no problem playing it anywhere. Nobody has any problem with it being played anywhere. And what a lot of us misconstrue is that because I can't curse, it can't be as passionate as it could be. And that's not correct.
Hey, when we come back, let's definitely talk about that, because what you just said, as far as passion, they say that's not being true to themselves. When we come back, I want to get your opinion on that passion and what that definition of selling out is.
We'll
be
all
back right. Just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, we're talking about mainstream versus underground music. And you can see it's an array of perspectives in how we see and view these topics. But it's been a great debate, and let's go for it. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents The Jammin'.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, T-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and we're talking about mainstream versus underground music. And just before we went to the break, we were talking about the passion in the music. What is the definition of selling out? Mo Better, you got the mic.
Who that?
You got the mic. What is the definition of selling
Better?
Out? Yeah.
Who you talking about? Me, Mo Better, got the mic?
Yes, sir. You got the mic,
okay.
Mo Better.
Yeah, I mean, well, some people feel that selling out is, you know, I can't say what I want to say. I can't say it how I feel it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, how would you say it? And how do you feel it? And do you really want what you say you want? Because actually what you want is a job. And when you had a job,
and the question is it marketable what you want to say and how you're saying it? Is it something that everybody can embrace across the world?
Man, let me tell you something. Like, I'm going to go to an artist, right? I'm going to say two artists. Guess what? One of the greatest of all times was Rakim. people was bobbing their heads off him talking about how he used to rob people. But at the same time, he shot knowledge in there too, never cursed.
Yeah.
KRS talked about the racism that was going on at the time. Black cop. Didn't curse. Guess what both of those records did? Guess who both of those people are considered to be? The greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not about your F, your B-I-T-C-H, your H-O-E, your mother, and I kill everybody in the street. It's about other people being able to feel you. You know what I'm saying? It's not, step your vocabulary up. Because at one point in time, you couldn't curse on the radio at all. At all. The B word they say now every now and then, they say a couple of words every now and then, but at one point in time, you couldn't do it at all. And guess what? Those people who didn't curse at all paved the way for everybody that's doing anything right now today. And guess what? They were the most passionate, the most phenomenal in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Being called all over the world just to speak about what they used to do that a lot of us no longer pay attention to. So you don't lose the passion because you can't say MF, I'll kill you, B-I-T-C-H, H-O-E. You don't lose the passion behind that.
All right, let me bring in a caller real quick. Area code 313-903. Please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Hi, this is Glenn Cannon. I'm calling in from Detroit.
All right, Glenn, what's happening, man? Glenn, you've been listening. I know you heard Mo Better just now speaking about the passion in the music and giving us the definition of selling out. What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion about the term selling out really is it's a fictitious term that people in our industry use to say that someone, what they really want to say that they don't say is that they're not as creative as they should be. It really has nothing. I mean, I've been in this industry 28 years now, and I never heard of that term selling out in this industry until hip-hop got to be a real money-making machine.
Right, yeah.
And that term, selling out, it just popped up out of nowhere. But what I take it to mean is that, like the other brother was saying, you know, you got guys, man, in this industry that have paved the way for creative people. And, you know, I think I've said this on this show before. You know, this is not a business for non-creative people. I'm sorry, it's just not.
Thank you, brother.
This industry was put together for creative people. And mainstream, so to speak, whoever them folks are, looked at what we were doing and said, you know what? We can get paid from doing any old foolishness that we want to do now because we've dumbed the industry down. See, now you got... When people were listening to Rakim and these great poets and MCs, well, in order to receive that message, you had to have some intelligence to be able to understand the message. And I listen to some of the hip-hop that comes out now, and it's like you don't have to have any intelligence at all because they're not saying anything intelligent for you to take in.
Right. I agree.
So my take on it, man, and this goes back I was in this industry when hip-hop was at its highest. And I look at it now, and I understand that, see, the difference between hip-hop and other genres of music is that hip-hop was really something real. It was a culture. It was not like people take R&B and say, okay, well, this is R&B, and this is Christian, and this is country. See, all of those things were created to keep us in a box. But see, hip-hop got out here and spread it across all genres. And they couldn't control it. So when you ask me about the term sellout, the sellout to me is the guy that goes in the studio and can't convey what's really in his heart and his soul without being just terrible. Because if you're creative, you will find a way to say what it is you want said. Because in music, your soul is speaking to the people. That's what's supposed to speak to the people, your soul. So that's how I feel about that.
Can I say one thing, man? Guess what they did? They turned the majority of artists today into sellouts. Because guess what sellouts were? Sellouts was like, man, this is who I really am. So I'm not going to do that. Ain't no way in the world, man. Everybody that rap now is a drug dealer, having sex with everybody, a millionaire, and you living with your mama in the room in the basement. But guess what they're doing?
Well, first of all, brother, everything
that the mainstream, so to speak, quote unquote, want them to do. That's what
they're
doing now.
Okay,
yeah.
But wait,
all right, now my
question.
I got a question though. My question is, okay, one perspective is the mainstream, where you guys are saying it's a sellout, everything's selling drugs and all of this. But if the mainstream is also in order to get on a mainstream radio today, you can't curse on them in the music. You're not supposed to be cursing, and you're doing it. They're doing it, but they have to blur it out. You have to blur it out.
Right.
If that's what's holding our kids today from getting on mainstream radio, which that's the main thing that they want to do, they want to be in the public eye. The underground don't embrace that. Are they selling out by changing the concepts of their words to get on radio?
But what you have to understand, Poetic, is this: the underground doesn't buy records.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm in agreement.
I don't agree with that. Exactly.
It's not that I don't understand.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't agree with that. You know what I believe? Guess what? This is my understanding because, again, I got a group on there. I own a publishing and production company. That's more better speaking, right? And the thing is, guess what people don't do that I tell them to do every day? And Poetica pay attention to is in my group. He agreed to it. I tell them to promote themselves, to advertise themselves. I went to school, too. And guess what they teach on business? The day that you cease to advertise is the day that your business begins to die. We got some great people out here, man. That's on the block. They ain't on Facebook. They're not advertising. They're not on Poetic Blog Talk Radio right now talking about this. They're not even listening.
Absolutely.
Guess what? They're not doing anything. Guess what they do? They're great rappers. They're great artists. They're great singers, R&Bs, tap dancers, and drum players, saxophone players. But guess what? They just leave it at that. Nobody knows them because they do not present themselves to anybody.
Well, see,
nor are they willing to make the investment to do so.
He was popcorn rapped to me. But guess what? Guess what brought Soulja Boy out here? Presenting himself. Guess what made Wu-Tang get ridiculous? Presenting themselves. KRS-One presenting themselves. They had to be, they advertised themselves. They went out and they made themselves known. They didn't wait on somebody else to do it for them. They went out there and presented themselves and made those with ears pay attention and say, hey, man, where you going to be? They created their own following. They didn't wait somebody to make a following for them. And that's.
But now here's the question. Let me jump in here. Raw Dog. This is Raw Dog. Okay. The definitions that we have of mainstream and underground are still, now we're starting to cloud those definitions because we said a radio clean production to be heard anywhere by anyone without cursing. We're not saying the lyrics. We're not even getting into the content of them talking about sex or women or the club because that has nothing to do with their success, other than the FCC and the codes that will allow things to be played on the radio, and we're talking about terrestrial and even further, you know, these things are the rules that are governing mainstream, not the content is blocking them necessarily. It is the rules that will not allow that production. When I hear all these great artists that you're talking about, I can remember seeing Wu-Tang on television, and they didn't curse. They said what they were talking about. They did it. It was most excellent, but they didn't curse. So,
but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about why they're not known. People are out here who are great, who do not curse also, or who can rap and perform without cursing, but they do not advertise themselves.
That's well, yeah, that's
about.
True.
We have artists out here right now who, guess what? How many people went broke? How many people went broke? You had Will Smith went broke, TLC went broke, Mariah Carey even. You know, had a few people go broke. Guess why? Because most artists only believe that they have to do the act. I have to sing. I have to rap. Guess what they need to know? The business. Knowing the business, guess what, can get you in either way you want to be, superstardom in underground or superstardom in mainstream. So I'm not talking about the lyrical content. I'm talking about marketing yourself.
Well, yeah, yeah. Now, but see, now.
That makes mainstream pay attention to you. And guess what mainstream will do? Teach you how to make a clean version. If you sell enough, guess what? They will show you and teach you how to do that.
Right, exactly. But see, that's the problem that we're having trying to get artists into, you know, A&R, looking at them. You know, you, like I say, you know, being the music director here, I get a lot of great submissions. But the disappointing point is that the people that are connected with this show and what have you are looking for only specific type of artists that they can take and that might have a product that they can give a distribution contract to. And see, that's the problem is that when I go back and talk to the artists, they take it in the wrong way, that, you know, I'm asking them to take away from their artistry when I'm just asking them to clean up the language, such as the cursing or the B word or the N word, so that we can get it in a further market, you know, and that's where I'm having issues, and Poetic has even gone through it, you know, and that's what we're trying to get out to the artists, and I'm glad you talked to your artists, Mo Better, and they understand the two sides of it, you know, because, you know, the only way to success is going to be putting in and marketing yourself and getting yourself out there so that the public does and they're aware of you and gets to know you, you know. But then you already have that understanding because you've been in the business. But, man, some of these young folks, like I say, that we get submissions from, you know, it's in talking to them, they quite don't understand the platform of that has been created for Hip Hop National as far as the submissions that we can play. So we wanted to get that definition out there. And you know, selling out, I don't think we've ever changed anyone to ask anyone to change their lyrics. We just asked it to be radio edited so that we could by the FCC rules. So, you know, I hopefully I made that clear. Is that better, Poetic?
Sounds good to me, my man.
Yeah, it sounded good to me, too. But guess what, man? I mean, you say you've been in the industry for a long time. I've been in the industry for a long time. And guess what? You always know it's going to be some people are not going to pay attention. You're going to tell, you can say that to some people to a capitalist perspective or basic, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10. And they still are not going to get it. But I thank you for continuously clarifying it for those who are paying attention. You know what I'm saying? For those who will be listening to you and understand that they need to change a certain thing. But some people just aren't going to get it.
You did that. Thank you, Mo Better. Because you know what? Hey, I try because you know, we just want people to rise. You know, I mean, because there's so many talented individuals out here, they just don't understand why no one's paying any attention to them. You know, and they do some good work. I mean, but it's those little points of the cursing and the B and the N and the MF and the F that just, all you know, we offer to edit it. And, you know, it's funny because we can do an excellent job of it here at Hip Hop National. And they will, I think I can do it. You know, it's like you don't want help. You know, this is an outlet that you can and will be heard through. And there are people that are listening that might give an opportunity nod towards you because they hear your abilities. And these guys just freeze up and shake like little. Well, anyway. So.
Man, you don't have this, man. I know. Man, guess what my first rule of management is?
Uh-oh. Tell it to me.
Guess what my first rule of management is? You must be manageable. Did it come through? Because I'm going in and out.
Yeah, you just did.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
My first rule of management is you must be manageable.
Very good.
Because guess what? You can get some of these people, man. I mean, if you know it all, what is your purpose in hiring them? If you can go communicate with the execs, what is your purpose in dealing with me? If I've been in the industry and I've dealt with these people, you know, mainstream, as people consider to be mainstream, brought everybody to town, did it all, and you know it all, why did you hire me? You see what I'm saying? I know the business aspect of it. You know, I spit. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, the business aspect of situations, I do this. But if you know it all, now we can talk about it and communicate. When I say something, it doesn't mean shut up, don't
Chopping
say
up.
Nothing. That's not what it means. But if I'm showing you from a mathematical perspective on what will work because it has been working, and you don't want to listen to me, guess what I do? I make them sign a contract to say that they went against what I said. So if it fails, guess what? Don't hold me responsible for it. Because you have a lot of people out here, man, that will tell you what to do and have never been there, ever.
Hey, Jay, I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and open up the mic of one of our callers. Jay from New York City just called in. Welcome to Hip Hop National, Jay. It's been a while, so what's your
good evening, brothers.
Good evening.
I could hardly hear y'all brothers, man, because y'all chopping up. So, I mean, I was catching a little bit of management, and then I know the topic is mainstream versus underground music. I don't know if you guys is aware, y'all, like, cutting it out on the internet.
Well, we were actually we were talking about the, we were talking about how people, what the term of selling out is today. When it comes to changing up their language and all of that stuff, they see themselves as selling out in order to embrace the mainstream wave of the airwaves.
Right. Well, you could use the word selling out. You can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Selling out could be a good and a bad thing, right? When you put your stuff in stores, you want it to sell out. You want it to be sold with it. I mean, so that's the terminology and how you look at it. But in the case of for those that look at the ones that turn the mainstream and sell out where they not themselves, I think, I mean, you know, where they become popular, you know, everybody gets caught up on the word pop, like, oh, you turn pop. Pop is good. It's becoming popular. Commercial is being known by the masses. I mean, but I mean, going back again for me is like, you know, what really selling out is I mean, in reality, and this is a 360-degree thing, is when you compromise yourself to things that you're not normally used to or that's not yourself, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think that, you know, people look at it in different ways. Like I say, you know, for me, if you're trying to hit the mainstream, you want to be able to be diverse, which is not being a sellout. It's just being open-minded, you know, and being able to be diverse is playing different arenas. You know what I'm saying? So you can be able to make, you know, a song that might appeal to the hood, but then you can make another one that could appeal to the suburbs or something like that, or you could appeal to people that are going through struggle and some that aren't going. You got to be diverse. And, I mean, you're not going to you're trying to cover as much ground as possible. You're not going to make everybody happy, but if you can make as many as people happy, and the goal to doing music, right, and I mean, a lot of people, they lose focus on what they're doing. I mean, what you want to be known locally? You want to be known, you know, internationally. You know, when you do something and you say something, is either you keep it in your basement or you want the people to know. So you start it off in your community and then you try to expand it, get it out to the city, and then the city knows you, then the state, and then the country, and then you go out of the country. So, I mean, selling out is basically you doing something that's really uncomfortable for you or that's really not in your line of work. But then again, like I said, I mean, what is not in your line of work? You know, if you cannot be diverse and you be called a sellout, you know, then this whole game is contradictory. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're not going nowhere.
That's what I teach my group, diversity. You have to be able to touch everybody. Or guess what? You might just stay in your studio or wherever you're doing music at if you can't touch a collective. You got to be able to touch a bunch of different people, man.
Okay, but here's something. Now, I want to know, if you're on television on the Today Show as a hit,
right,
and you do hip-hop,
right,
that's success to me. That's going to millions
of
people. I saw Nelly the other day with a country western group.
There you go. Elevating
now,
the culture.
Now, let me say this to you. He got paid. He is also gone around the world on television doing this song. I thought it was one of the greatest moves that a hip-hop artist could do by going on television and being seen and then crossing over as a hip-hop artist in the country western. And you know that they're going to embrace it, the country western people. They were out there singing the song. I had never heard the song, but the whole crowd was singing it.
That's joint cold, too.
Yeah, see? So when we start talking about mainstream, you gotta be intelligent in this game. And I guess maybe that's where part of the problem is that we've got a lot of so-called hip-hop
Stop it up, brother.
Artists. And
like
so they think inside the box, and they think about their own ego and the block they live on, but yet they're fronting to say, "Well, I want to get out there. I want to get a contract." Well, if you want all of that, you're going to have to think bigger, and you're going to have to be, like he said, diverse. You're going to have to go out there and take your talents in a way, in genres of the sound, the music, but you know, I'm sure that, you know, there's fear because they're afraid of rejection. But I think, you know, that music is so funny. Everybody wants to hear something new, something different in the next song. They don't want to hear the similar point in the next song as the song before, because it just sounds like a whole bunch of people saying the same thing and a lot of nothing. And I think that's what's the problem when we start to think between underground and mainstream. We're talking about you've got to be different. You've got to be real. And it's got to come from the heart.
When we come back, Rondo, we're going to go to a quick break. But when we come back, my question is, should we
should we explore or embrace diversity? Should it be forced on us, or should we explore it for the reasons of that's the way to make an impact into in the industry today? Give me your thoughts when we come back with the next moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and we're talking about mainstream versus underground. And man, it's been a great show. Unfortunately, we have had some technical difficulties, so y'all bear with us. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. Click on the Jam It or Slam It button now. It is working for those who have been trying to submit. It is working now. So definitely you can submit your music now. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. And before we went to the break, we were talking about mainstream versus underground. And the question I had proposed just before we went to the break is, should we embrace or explore diversity? Or should we keep it true, keep hip-hop true and pure, even though it has changed a lot? I'm going to go to Glenn. Glenn, you now have the floor.
Well, I think that we should embrace music. I know that the subject is about hip-hop, but, you know, hip-hop to me is music, period. It's all music. And it's just like the brother said when he made the statement that Nelly was performing live with the country artists. Well, hip-hop has evolved, and now it has declined. But it's declining because the artists, it's not so much about them. They don't understand that the term keeping it real has nothing to do with the music that you put out to the public. It has nothing to do with that. It's all music. It all is supposed to come from your soul and your heart. And I think that we should embrace all genres of music because it's only going to make it better. I mean, I can remember when James Brown caught a lot of flack for doing Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. You know, he caught a lot of flack behind that record. But the music evolved and people started to understand that You know, you can't really censor music. You have to let people be creative, and people just have to learn to be creative without being vulgar. So, I think that we should embrace all music. Hello?
No,
Look at this. Who, if anybody can remember who did this before Nelly, it's not about who did it first. What I'm talking about is the effect that it has and being able to cross over. We can go all the way back, man, and touch Run DMC.
That's what I was about, Run DMC.
Run DMC did it, and guess what they did? They helped bring rock back. Rock was dying until they did that.
Yep.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
But I can't wait to don't get me wrong, man. I can't wait for them to wake up, read up R&B, and bring it back to the mainstream.
Right.
Because
see,
honestly,
the thing is this, right?
Happened.
And you got like this, man. It's like this is a job, and your job is to make as much finances as you possibly can to live how you want to live. So if you can touch as many people as you want to, being diversified and showing that you have many styles, actually, guess what you do when you show that you got a lot of styles? What you do is show that you have, what is it called? You have, you are very, the brother said it earlier, you are very creative. You are actually an artist. You know what I mean? You are going through different genres, doing what it is that you do as a professional. And you touching all these people. Man, I think it's actually great, for real. Now, guess what happens if you remain in one way? You die out. You're going to last long. I hope you make a whole lot of money and invest it properly. But guess what? Everybody get tired of the same thing.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
And also people tend to forget that hip-hop was built through different genres of music, that it was formed with, you know, the help of funk, you know, jazz, soul, R&B, funk, everything that you could think of that made this great culture of music. So, you know, I mean, you know, if you're saying you're selling out because you're trying out different music, I mean, hip-hop was based on different music because when it was started, it was used with disco beats in the background, the funk, and then the combination of the MC and everything else that came to play with it, you know, and then the drum machine came in and people started experimenting with different other things, you know, samples. Most of the samples, I mean, are from different type of music. It's not rap music that they're sampling. So, you know, you got to go deep into the culture and know the culture that you're even getting into. If you're doing hip-hop, you know, you should know the history of what hip-hop came from and what hip-hop really is.
I agree. Right on.
Well, you know what? Now, everybody has spoken very wisely on this, you know. When you first presented the question, I thought about coming at you like, well, Poetic, we'll go rent an Elvis suit, and you'll put it on with the Elvis wig and the glasses, and we're going to give you the guitar, and you're going to be another Elvis. And that's what I see, you know, with a lot of the young hip-hop artists. They're trying to be like someone else that has already come along, you know, and they're using the shock factor with the curse words and what have you. Been done, that first person that put it in there, you know, it was actually a laughable point and a, ooh, did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? You know, that sold because it was different, you know, but they embrace that one difference to the point like riding a horse too long and it has no more life. Nelly, to me, that was innovative, that he was on stage doing a song and the country western, you know, side of it. And it was actually good. And, you know, that to me showed that those that are in hip-hop are seeing that there is a change. You talked about R&B. Music is becoming the foundation of what the artists work with. It's no longer, you know, you'll hear an artist that's rapping too long. You know, we talked about Tupac, and we talked about the last of what Tupac did, but you don't hear Tupac over the whole record. The music intertwines back and forth, the melody, you know. That's why they question whether Tupac was really dead in the beginning after they put out some of those songs. They were great. But what happened, Les can work with something rather than a whole lot of nothing and a whole lot of ego. You know, it's the substance and the thought. And, you know, that can be the point to get across. And you don't have to say a whole lot. You know, your skills are going to be in what you do. And, you know, try to show your skills, but don't try to, you know, let everybody know that you just picked up a track from somebody else and you're going to utilize the whole darn track from the beginning to the end, just talking and whatever, you know. Try to work it as a complete production, you know. So that's just about my words on it.
Well, I kind of gathered from you talking just now. Switch gears a little bit. What do you guys think about the dumbing down of the lyrics today? I'm going to go to Glenn.
I think it's apparent to me.
Okay, you broke up.
I said, to me, I think it's a terrible thing that we have to dumb down so much to give somebody to understand and want to be better and better than
themselves. Well, Ben, are you at a distance from your phone?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, okay. I said, to me, I think it's a sad thing that we have to dumb down and make our conversations less educated. I'm not talking about from the college professor down to, you know, high school. I'm talking about from regular everyday life to I'm speaking to a child about something simple, about something they should know anyway, to teach somebody, to actually allow a person to become. When I was young, man, when an older person listened and we knew they knew what they were talking about, we listened. Right now, man, it's like everything is reverting to, like the brother said, what is his name, Raw Dog? He was talking about everything is the same thing. Everything is drugs. Everything is, what about, okay, what are you going to do after that? What do you do when you're sober? What do you do when you're not having sex? Do you have a life beyond those things that you're talking about on your record? Because every record, your whole album, is about the exact same thing of nothing.
That also has to do with a lot of people's experiences.
Huh?
You know, I would like to say, I said that would also have to do with a lot of these people's experiences. A lot of people are experiencing less in their life. So you limit it to what you talk about, you know, especially in your experiences, and then lack of education, you know, in the school system or how a lot of these kids are raised, you know. And then even the whole reason why they're even pursuing hip-hop or rap music, the rap career, not knowing the you know, even mastering their craft and just jumping into it. And then, you know, you have this pop, you know, all this crap that's coming out, and then these labels that actually endorse, you know, it, because I guess, you know, they think that's what it's worth or works at the moment. But again, I think what you were saying in regards to that has to do with lack of, you know, experience and education of a lot of these youth, because, you know, the system of what it was before and how it is now, I think has gotten definitely more, has gotten worse. But then again, if you go back to the 70s and 80s, where people had less and really didn't have much, just, you know, struggle and stuff of that nature, they were able to take that and make something out of it and expand their mind. So, I mean, I guess it's just lack of, you know, how these kids are thinking.
I got to say this, though. The powers that be in the industry of rap, I'm talking about the main rappers today, they
right.
are
falling back to dumbing down the lyrics just to keep up with the new fad of time. Jay-Z,
right.
Don't get
true.
Me wrong, I'm hearing Jay-Z drop over a trap beat, just saying two or three words at a time, and I'm like, this brother is a lyricist.
Right.
I see it as unnecessary when you can educate.
Right.
Through your experience.
And don't get me wrong,
the guys you're talking about who's doing it, those upcoming rappers that's just getting in the game, okay, maybe that's all he was supposed to. I mean, some of the guys, the ones that are the forerunners in the game, can't they give us the good experience of what they're really experiencing other than just bragging about it?
Right. Well, I agree with you.
We heard a dude spit, man. We'd be rewinding the tape. Like, what'd he say? What is that?
Yeah.
What that mean?
Right.
We look for
what somebody was talking about.
We wanted to know.
It was the vocab. Don't get me wrong. When we was in school, we were saying, we're trying to learn every word we can so we could twist it up on the track.
Right.
And that's what we need to get back. That's what I feel we need to get back to, man. It will actually enhance and educate everybody that does this, man. Everybody that pays attention to it.
I don't think these kids don't know it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really think that these kids can't do it. It's just that they so.
I don't think they can't do it.
You know what?
I think
it's lack of laziness, and also following the trend. You know, but listen, my advice to any MC or upcoming rapper, you know, that you got an MC is a whole different thing from a rapper. But if you really want to become a true MC and somebody that's successful and make some sense and touch as many as people as possible with your words, read the damn dictionary. Learn the words there. Read the encyclopedia. That'll help your grammar a lot better, and you have more to talk about. And more to rap about.
Man, that's what we was doing, man. We was coming up. When I was spitting, man, we stayed in the dictionary. We was in encyclopedias. We was trying to find out what it was and how to make it sound good and what to do. The whole thing was about the educational process. Like the brother said earlier, hip-hop was a culture. And any culture you know of people, they accelerate. If you you decelerate into your demise. You're no longer there. And that's
okay,
I got to say this.
I got to jump in here because you guys aren't giving yourself credit on what you just exposed to a lot of young artists. That's the fact that you're not dumb, that you didn't just absorb things from what other people told you. You studied
them books.
And you educated yourself to be able to communicate, to be able to use words that and know what they meant, not just, you know, how we talk on the corner.
I can't hear you, but
you
it's just
went
like
in
kids
so that you could be expressive and make a point by using a clever conversation. You see, MCs and rappers used to be players. And they used to be able to have a conversation with all levels of individuals rather than just, you know, one corner.
But I got to tell you what impressed me about these young kids today, and I didn't see it as much in our time, is their ability to freestyle on the fly.
There you go, and freestyle with the meaning of freestyling.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I see many of them do it with meaning, but the problem is, this is what I'm saying. Every other word is blessed or cursed with the N word or the F word or the B word. I mean, and don't get me wrong,
vocabulary.
I hear them twist the lyrics. I hear them very good in metaphors. But if they could just change the vocabulary so they could sell it.
But that's where educating themselves. You know, that's where that comes from, having a vocabulary that overwhelms the other individual rather than the slap across the face with the negative or the narrative of of profanity, you know? That's the difference.
Man, when I used to look at it, man, when we used to battle, right, it wasn't about the import or the potency of calling you a B-I-C-C-H or a lame nigga. It was about being able to use some words, man, that you ain't even understand, and it's showing your face.
Exactly. Right.
The crowd saw your face that you ain't even understand what I said, and if you did, it was like, wow. Without a curse word, man. We was looking for that type of effect, man. It was like, man, hold, what do you mean? Man, where you get that from? Oh, my God. That's what it was about, man.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this real quick. Look at the lyrical skill of a brother like Twista, Eminem, you know, a Busta Rhymes. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, and they're successful, mainstream, and everything. Now, I mean, you got brothers like that, and a couple of others probably that don't really get heard. But I mean, it's just about, you know, bringing it to that level and being able to know what you're speaking about and being able to expand. Your conversation will be so much if you can only speak about so much. You know, you're trying to be international, you got to know what's going on internationally. Or nowhere.
Right.
At least speak about your environment in a way that you can, you know, people can, you know, articulate it well. You know, that's what it's about. It doesn't matter that you're from the ghetto or not. You know, I mean, some of the best writers, poets have come out of the ghetto. So, I mean, there's no excuse. Again, I think it's dumbing it down, you know, is on the lazy tip, lack of the, you know, not wanting to work. Look at how they shorten their words now. They don't want to write the complete words with the computer, typing, not writing anymore, with physically writing with a pen and a pad. All those things. There's always a good thing, but there's always a bad thing to that.
All right. As you close out, Jay, because we're getting ready to close out, we only got like 4 minutes before we go into the to our music part of the show. What would be one tip to today's youth that you would give out today?
Study the dictionary.
Awesome, awesome. Glenn, what's yours?
I would close out with saying to young artists as a whole, everybody is not a recording and performing artist. Somebody got to pump gas. Somebody got to be the cable man. Everybody is not meant to be in the entertainment industry.
Wow. Like that, sir. I like that. And Mo Bella, for sure, sir.
My thing is this, man. I don't care what business you in. Right now we talking about hip-hop. But I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what you do as an employee, clean the toilets, sweep on my floors. Learn about the business that you are in, not just the tactics and the skills that it takes to perform the action, but learn the paperwork, the business aspect of a thing, because one day you might cease to be an employee and start hiring them. But you can't do that without the understanding of what you're doing.
And why you're doing it. So,
exactly.
I agree with that. Right off.
Yeah, I would just tell all the young hip-hop artists that are trying to be a rapper or an MC to become a lyrical surgeon. Start studying the dictionary. Be able to use the proper word without using the word that's considered profanity, cursing. Learn, you know, because without the knowledge, you know, you're only limited in what you can do. And we'd like to see more submissions that have more lyrical surgeons on it, you know, that can just bedazzle you with what they're saying and the smoothness. So, other than that, that's all
I
got.
Can I say this in my out cue?
Yeah.
I say this. If they were just using the word to make an emphasis on something, you hear it once every blue moon in music, then the word wouldn't be so watered down that it don't mean nothing. But the way they use these words today, it seemed like that's the only word they know how to use out of the dictionary, the four-letter words or the words that's driven by profanity. And I swear, it seemed like that's what the whole song is about. I could see if they was making it as an inflection to make a point. lot of times they're using it today, it is pointless. That's just my opinion. What's
right
yours? All right, guys. In closing, I want to thank everybody for participating again tonight. It's been wonderful. I want to thank Mo Better for coming through. Mo Better, tell
thank
us about a little bit about your movement, sir. Yes, sir.
I own Mo Better Publishing Productions LLC. It's a production of a promotional company. I bring artists to town, club and party promotions. I do videography and photography. And I own the group that you're also in. Thank you so much for being a part of it and, you know, advertising and allowing me to be a part of your show today. I own a group on Facebook, I Deserve a Deal, that is also a business and turning into a live show that's broadcast. And like you today, I teach and, well, I'm going to say I give advice to everything that's in the industry as far as, like, videos, the production of the video, the lighting in the video, the mixing and the mastering of music, lyrical content, as brother, what's the brother named Dog on here? Raw Dog. The lyrical content, the delivery, stage performance, actually everything in the group. And we get ready to turn this into a live show.
Mo Better, I'm gonna have to cut it short because we got only a few minutes for the music. I wanted to say something to Glenn too. But y'all definitely Mo Better, y'all can hook up with me and I'll tell y'all how to get to Mo Better, how we can make things work so we can get y'all
thank
over
you,
to what Mo Better is doing too. Glenn,
thank you for having
give
me tonight.
Too, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with your radio thing.
Well, I'm doing an online radio that I've been doing for quite a while, and that's ventradio.net. Right now I am working on a project called Duck Puppies, which is to help autism with autism research and to teach people about children that have autism. And I have been lending my talents and my artists to that project. And you can find out more about it at www.duckpuppy.com.
Okay, y'all, let me tell y'all something like this. Band of Online Broadcasters is owned also by Glenn Cannon. He's someone I've been working with for quite some time. So letting y'all know that, hey, these are other outlets that y'all can use in this business. If y'all can hook up with Hip Hop National, we can spread y'all abroad to other people. www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. Let's get things moving. Rodo and Dr. AT, y'all take it away.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host, Dr. A.T.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why, hey, every time I paint picture, I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy poppin'.
This is Dr. AT.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. AT.
Spread the word, you heard? Put the posters up and
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. Time to party. Summer.
In the Mix with Dr. Ray T. can be heard on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany, Get Money. Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream about, girl. Tell me what you dream about, girl. Tell me what you dream about, girl. Roscoe Fettuccine. Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you around the corner.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang?
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo, let's go.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah.
We all human beings. a wolf in the still of the night. A beast, yeah, playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah,
enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah,
10,
yeah,
make sure the thief of time,
yeah,
doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah,
our Lord shall console,
yeah,
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 straight and narrow, not just the bow, I am the arrow, with
yeah,
these blessings, I do travel,
yeah,
steady through the universe,
yeah,
frequently do I converse, with the master degree in infinity,
yeah,
setting for nothing more or nothing less,
yeah,
because together we will achieve equality, yes Lord,
yeah,
we are all human beings, yeah,
yeah,
we all human beings, come on,
yeah,
cause together we will achieve,
yeah,
I stand firm in this belief, equality, yes Lord, we all,
yeah,
we all human beings,
yeah,
4 and 6 get 10,
yeah,
I check once, then twice, then turn,
yeah,
our fire, I'll be pouring out love on each of your foreheads,
yeah,
blessed to be,
yeah,
yeah, equality,
yeah,
yes Lord, we all human beings,
yeah,
yeah, equality,
yeah,
yes Lord, we all human beings.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Next on deck is Shergi, Lovely Day.
Flow for you, so that's what we gon' do. get slow, so incredible. We're ready to go. Now they flow. Two-step double. I'm so out of control. Like Dana Letterman, yeah, it's my show. Now they flow. Got a bad dude. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out too close. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Now they go, baby. Just do what they do, so I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. Just want some love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you. Two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go. Take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Two-step double. Two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNation.com. Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.